Hi guys, let's start our today's podcast. I live with my grandmother, so when I got a few, I immediately self-isolated to protect her. The next day, I lost my appetite and felt weak. It was unlike me to get tired easily. I work in construction, so I'm used to working long hours. Still, I tried to convince myself that it was just a flu. But when the chills continued, I went to the hospital to get tested. The next day, Kasuba sent an ambulance to my house and I was admitted. I tested positive. I kept telling myself, I'm fit, so I will recover. But deep down, only I knew how scared I was. I was first admitted to the critical ward, but soon moved to the normal one. I felt lonely. I was used to having my friends around and coming home to my grandma. Luckily, I made a friend in my ward who I got along with. We are from different backgrounds. He's a student and I'm a construction worker. But we still look out for each other and ask how we are feeling every day. It's the little things like these that makes the dullness disappear, at least briefly. Still, there are moments when it hits me how quickly life has changed. But somehow, every time I start to feel unease, my grandma calls. I don't know how she knows when to call. She calls me 2 to 3 times a day and asks, Nikhil, tu kab wapis aayega? I hear her voice and know I have to fight and go back to home to her. Just 3 days back, all my symptoms had gone. Still, 2 days later, I tested positive. I was frustrated and confused, but then she called again and said to me, Beta, sab theek ho jayega. I instantly felt hopeful and reminded myself of all the things I am grateful for. My grandma is homesick. I am served 3 times good meals every day. The doctors and nurses look after me so well. I have a comfortable bed to sleep on. And I have all the time in the world to Netflix and chill. Today, my wardmate was discharged and I was so happy to see him happy. I am full of hope now and I know I will make it out of this. I am just waiting to get home to my grandma and eat her button chicken and spend more time with her without my phone. Just like we used to when I was a little boy. Because those are the moments worth living for and those are the moments that really matter. Hats off to all the doctors and the service workers who are working day by night to save our lives. Thank you.